The much, much anticipated, much needed factor bullcrap. Here we go. The score. I know you don't like to keep score.
A rare win for Chris last week, so we have to end that those shenanigans right now.
I've won twice. Tom has won three times. We've had two ties.
All right. I don't like ties, but here we go. The first segment is going to be about the Tonight Show. You know, Jimmy Fallon took over the Tonight Show helm. Apparently doing a fairly good job. Let's see how much you know about the Tonight Show's history. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fact or bullcrap. Jay Leno holds the record for most episodes for any host.
More than Carson, huh? I'll say, well, Carson took a lot of time off. I'll say that's fact.
I believe this is fact, too.
It is fact. Johnny Carson, while he hosted for 30 years, and Leno only hosted for a combined 21 years, Carson used a lot more guest hosts, including Leno, so he racked up a total 4,531 episodes.
They're counting those when he was the guest host
sure.
for Carson, huh?
Okay. Sure, 4,000.
And, yeah, Jay sure. Leno may have had the guest host gig as long as Joan Rivers did, because she was the regular fill-in for a long time.
He barely racked up 100 more episodes. Jay Leno, 4,610 to Johnny Carson's 4,531. Comedy Central went off air on May 22, 1992, so the producers could watch Johnny Carson's last episode. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe they may have gone off when Johnny Carson died. They did something with that channel commemorating something, but I don't think it was the last episode. I think this is bullcrap.
Yeah, that sounds unreasonable. They could have played something on tape. I'll say bullcrap as well.
It was fact. They put up a message that said, watching Johnny Carson's last show, and so should you.
Wow.
Nice. All right, fact or bullcrap. Just under 8 months, Conan O'Brien had the shortest run of any full-time Tonight Show host.
Poor Conan.
Oh, I think it was the best thing that happened to his career.
I think so, too, although I don't think anyone watches TBS. He's the big dog over there, and cable is more suited to his style and stuff.
All right, I can't think of anybody who had a shorter run, although there probably is somebody that was on for like three episodes back in the early 60s. I'll say this is fact.
So that we don't have a tie, I think this is bullcrap. There's probably someone who held the chair for a short time.
It is indeed bullcrap.
Yeah.
An anchor by the name of Jack Lasculli hosted for less than 5 months.
Yeah.
Jack, it's not working out. Sorry.
He hosted for 5 months in 1957 when NBC tried to turn it into more of a straight news show. Then a guy named Al Collins replaced him and lasted a month. So there we go. All right, number four, Jay Leno is the only host who quit for an extended period of time and then came back. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, I guess that all depends on what you mean by extended period of time. You're first.
I think this is fact.
I think this is bullcrap because Jack Parr quit over a joke that was censored, but he came back, but it was only like a couple of weeks, I think. So I say this is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Jack Parr quit on the air in 1960 after one of his jokes got censored, saying, quote, there must be a better way of making a living than this.
All right, we're tied 2-2.
He came back a month later and explained in his opening monologue, quote, when I walked off, I said there must be a better way of making a living than this. Well, I've looked, and there isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, the last for the Tonight Show segment. Johnny Carson was 3 years younger than Jimmy Fallon when he hosted his first Tonight Show in 1962. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, I think that's fact.
Yeah, I do too. Fact.
Carson was 36 years old when he started hosting. Jimmy Fallon is 39, so it is fact. Steve Allen was the youngest at 32, and the oldest was Conan O'Brien, who was 46 when he took over in 2009. All right, we're moving on now to horror movies. You guys like the scary flicks and
sometimes.
That kind of stuff? All right, here we go. Titanic made over three times as much money as Armageddon at the box office. Fact or bullcrap?
What does that have to do with horror movies?
Titanic was a horrible, horrible
yes.
movie.
Come on, iceberg.
I'll say fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact. Armageddon made $554 million worldwide. Titanic, oh, Lord, made $2.2 billion.
You have to carve out 4.5 hours to watch it on television. Come on.
Best parts when Leonardo DiCaprio died and he sank right to the bottom. 1996 movie, Independence Day, was originally supposed to open on Memorial Day. Fact or bullcrap?
Get the early start on the summer blockbuster season. You're first.
I believe that's fact.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable. I'll say fact.
Yes, it is fact. Producers wanted the title to be Doomsday, and they wanted it to premiere on Memorial Day weekend so they'd have less competition from other movies. All right, the film Warm Bodies, which came out last year, is now the highest-grossing zombie movie ever. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, that can't be true. Walking Dead or one of those have to be more. I'll say this is bullcrap.
Fact.
Bullcrap. It made $117 million worldwide. World War Z also came out last year and made $540 million. Most of the Resident Evil movies have also made more than Warm Bodies did.
World War Z. Did you see that movie?
I did.
Was it any good?
It was.
Really?
Huh. I liked it.
All right.
I did. I liked it. Mm-hmm. The politics in it, you know how I am. But I go to a movie sometime and I just turn off my brain and just enjoy it for a movie. All right, here we go. In the Carmen Electra spoof titled Disaster Movie, the world is supposed to end on August 29th, 2008. Fact or bullcrap?
Sure, why not? Fact.
I have no idea, so I'll protect my lead. Fact.
It is indeed fact. And it was also the movie's premiere date.
Tom leads here 7-5, so it's academic at this point.
All right, the last one for the horror film segment. In 1997, Twister was one of the very first Hollywood movies to be released on DVD in the United States. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that might be true. I'm going to say
that's
fact.
True, too, because we got the Blu-ray and all
the
effects.
Flying cow,
look great. Yeah, sure. Fact.
Fact.
It is indeed fact. The first 14 movies on DVD came out on March 26, 1997, and Twister was indeed one of them. All right, there it is. Another wonderful competition in the history books.
Tom wins 8-6.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. Lots more wrinkles on your brain coming up.
Minimum wage is the worst job in the world because the less they pay you, the more they want you to do. If you ever worked in like a fast food restaurant late at night for minimum wage and some drunken customer goes in the bathroom and takes a dump in the sink, guess who got to clean that up? And you want to know a cruel joke about minimum wage? They take out taxes. It's hilarious. You bust your ass for 40 hours a week, your check is $47.50. They take out $75 in taxes. And you know what they do with some of your taxes? They give it to prisons. So prisoners can have weights to lift. You believe that? We got muggers and murderers and they're getting stronger. So when they get paroled, they can mug your ass better than they did before they went in. You remember me? They're gonna catch me now thanks to that cardio I was doing upstate.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.